Sports Ethos New York Knicks podcast. Andre Gallagher. That's not Dilly Dally. We talked about the standings earlier, or last episode. The Bucks are free falling. You don't know what the Bucks are going to do. You don't know how that's going to play out. They are free falling. We just going to keep them out of the mix. The Bucks can go 0-4. I think they have four games left. They can go 0-4, or they can go anything in between. All right. And the Knicks aren't the only person competing for that position, and they're not even in the best position to do it. All right. So they're probably in a little bit better position than Orlando. So I'll say that, but they're not in a better position than Cleveland. You know what? I can't even phrase that in the way I'm phrasing it. You just don't know what's going to happen with the Bucks. You just don't know. You really just don't know. Right? The Bucks right now have a game lead on the Knicks. The Knicks, and we talked about it. The Knicks, you know, we talk about winning out. The Knicks can win out too, right? But it's unlikely that they are. They have to beat Boston. We know for a fact the Knicks are going to probably have at least one loss. Right? Well, if the Bucks take two losses, which they very well could, it'd have to be more than two. It would have to be three. If the Bucks took three losses and the Knicks took one loss, right? That's it, right? The Knicks would finish ahead of them. So I think they have four games left, the Bucks. And I don't want to make this all about the Bucks, but I think they have four games left. Sure, they could go 1-3. It can happen. Right? So if the Knicks take one loss, they have a chance at everybody. They got a chance at the Cavs. They got a chance at Orlando. They got a chance at the Bucks. One loss, the Knicks, the world might be the Knicks' oyster with one loss. So if you're a fan, because I'm talking to fans, right? The Knicks know this. There's nothing I'm saying. I don't need to convince the Knicks to play hard. The Knicks didn't lose these games because they weren't playing hard. You see San Antonio just had a double overtime game against the 76ers. Knicks got no calls in that game. They tried their best. They tried their best in the OKC game. They came up short. The Knicks are playing shorthanded. They're not playing with a full deck of cards here. Okay? They're not. They're fighting. They're trying. They played Chicago in the second half of back-to-back. I'm going to be honest with you. You guys are a bunch of idiots for thinking that game was a shoo-in. I was telling you guys the whole day that game was not a shoo-in. It was the second half of a back-to-back. And you saw Tibbs say what I've been saying the last two shows. They've been traveling back and forth across the country for the last week. The team is tired and worn down. You want to know why they're struggling? They're tired and worn down. They're tired. Okay? It's not an excuse. It's a reason. Right? There was no excuse for the San Antonio loss. But San Antonio, they've been out here giving people a hard time. They won. OKC, one of the best teams in the league. They beat them. That Chicago loss, second half of the back-to-back, Chicago was off for four straight games. Pay attention. Four straight days. Right, this is not a time to reconvene and what's going on with the team. No, just look at what's in front of you. That Miami loss, it felt bad. It felt worse than it was because they needed a win. And the fact that they couldn't tough one out, and the fact that Miami had control of that game the whole time, it couldn't have made you feel good. And you're seeing the same usual suspects not play well. Right. But then this Bucks game, what this Bucks game did, and we talked about it, is gave the Knicks new life. Gave them new life. I don't care how poorly the Bucks are playing. You go beat the Bucks on the road, you take that win and you run with it. So yes, if the Knicks take one loss, the world is their oyster. They have a chance at the two seed. Depending on how everything else breaks, they have a chance at the two seed, a good chance at the three seed. One more loss. That's it. If it gets past that, there's no margin for error anymore. You look at the Bucks schedule. Tuesday's a big day in the league. They play the Celtics. Celtics at Bucks. Then they play the Magic on Wednesday. So second half of a back-to-back, they get the Magic in the second half of back-to-back at home. All right, at home. So let me just look. Do I have the Magic schedule real quick? So the Magic, do they play on Tuesday? Okay, so the Magic are traveling from Houston to Milwaukee. That's going to be tough. But imagine. But yeah, Milwaukee's been playing like some suckers, so you never know. That's just a big game. Get your league pass and watch it. But it's a back-to-back. It looks like for both teams, it's a back-to-back. And the Bucks are home. You got to give the Bucks the advantage there. Right? And you got to figure between the Celtics and the Bucks. You got to figure the Celtics and the Magic. You got to figure the Bucks win one of those games. And then the Magic are playing the Houston Rockets. Now, the Houston Rockets, they just lost out on the 10th seed. And they've been busting their butt to get to the 10th seed. They just lost out on it because Golden State just clinched it, right? So let's look at the standings. They clinched it. They had no chance anymore of getting the 10th seed or getting into the play-in. So they've kind of been out of the mix for a couple games now, to be honest. Who knows if Houston's going to play hard in that game? You don't know if they're going to play with the fight, but it seems like a lot of teams have been playing with fight. A lot of losing teams have been playing with fight. So you got the Magic at Rockets. That's a game the Magic can lose. So these next two games in the schedule for the Magic and the Bucks are huge games. They can dictate a lot. If they win those games, they can solidify their position. If they lose one of those games, that's a victory for them. If they lose both, lights is going to start to dim for the best opportunity for you, not necessarily to be in the playoffs, but for your first round home court event, which in this scenario, you're talking about the 2 seed, the 3 seed, and the 4 seed home court advantage. Orlando has a chance at one of those seeds, and the Bucks have a chance of losing the 2 seed and the 3 seed and the 4 seed if things go break too wrong for them, because they're playing some pretty good teams, and that's who I was looking at, right? So pass the Magic on that back to back. Then on Friday they play the Thunder. So who knows? The Thunder, they're looking for the 1 seed. They might be playing hard. That's the OKC on the road. They might be out there. Shea's not been playing. So, maybe they have a chance to win that game because Shea's not playing. They're not a very big, strong team. Maybe they win that game. Maybe the OKC wins that game. And then they play the Magic last game of the season. Who knows what that how big that game is going to be. So the Bucks have a tough road ahead of them. And they can very well be in the mix here with OKC, I'm sorry, with Orlando and Cleveland, and to a lesser extent, a slightly lesser extent, the Pacers. They can be in the mix with these guys. Not so much the Pacers, probably, but could be if they take too many losses, could be very well, could be. And then back to the Magic. So Magic got the Rockets and the Bucks. If they go 1-1 there, that's a victory for them, right? The Magic. If they take 2 losses and the Knicks take 1 loss, then again, 1 loss is Shangri-La for the Knicks. And the reason why it's Shangri-La is because of that Charlotte game. Once again, 1 loss, and that's why this Bucks game was so huge for them. 1 loss is Shangri-La for the Knicks right now. Because Orlando can go 1-1 in those first 2 games, right? And the Knicks stay solid. And then the Magic, they'll have to play the 76ers, and that's a victory for them. That would be a victory for them, right? Obviously, 2-0 would be great, but realistically, 1-1 would be a victory for them. And then they go and they play the 76ers, who they have the play-in locked up. They're probably not getting the 6 seed. That's probably out because the Pacers have an easy schedule here on out. They only play the Cavs as a tough opponent and have 3 games left. They're probably good there. The Pacers. Now, if the Pacers lose their next game, things are going, I think they play the Raptors next. If they lose their next game, then obviously things are going to start looking shaky. Raptors been out there giving people a hard time, low key. RJ and IQ out there balling. We ain't going to talk about that right now. But yes, the Pacers are probably in a solid spot to being a 6 seed at the very least. They probably don't want to move up, but we'll talk about that in a minute. So if they win, I would say if the Pacers win their next game, they're probably okay. So it's a big game for the Pacers against the Raptors. Another big game if you're involved in this scrum in the Eastern Conference. And the Magic play the Sixers. The Sixers are basically playing for home court in the playing matchup against the Heat. I don't know if that's important to them. It should be. If they want to be stupid and act like it's not important, then that's on them. But they should be playing for home court, playing hard because they need home court against Miami Heat in the play-in, right? You win that first play-in game, you get the seventh seed, right? You lose it, you get a chance to play the 9-10 winner, and you still remain home, right? If you're the seventh or the eighth seed, you play home in that second game, I'm pretty sure, right? But you want home court in that first play-in game, so I think they're going to be playing hard in that game, and it's in Philadelphia, so you got to give the advantage to the 76ers there. Now you're talking about three games here. If Orlando wins one of those games, it's like kudos to you. And if you win two out of those three, that's asking a ton. Like that's, but it's a victory for them, clear victory. And then they finish the game again in that Bucks game. They finish the game against that Bucks. So the Magic, if they win two out of those four games, that's a victory for them outside of what, you know, is relative. I'm not going to say unrealistic, but unlikely going 3-1 or 4-0. So let's look at the Magic and give them credit for where they are and say that they win two games here. Did the Knicks take one loss? They finish ahead of them. Obviously, if they take more than that, it's lights out because you finish tied with Orlando. Now you move to the Cavaliers, and the Cavaliers only have three games left, and they play the Grizzlies, the Pacers, and the Hornets. They play the Hornets at home, they play the Pacers at home, they play Grizzlies at home. They can win out. If the Knicks take one loss and the Cavs win out, I think the Knicks tie with the Cavs and at the tiebreaker, so they finish ahead of the Cavs. One loss is the that's it. That's all they got, right? So that Bucks game is this Bucks game was humongous. Humongous. Because they get to a second loss. If we're just prognosticating here, the Cavs, they have a good chance of winning out. It's not to say that the Pacers can't beat them. Very well can. But the Pacers may not have anything to play for in that game. So on top of the fact that the Cavs are playing the Pacers at home and have a chance to beat them just off the strength of being an evenly matched opponent, I don't care what anyone says, the Pacers might be resting people because they don't care if they get the fifth seed. There's no difference between the fifth seed and the sixth seed. You understand that the fifth seed is worse than the sixth seed right now? Because the fifth seed means that every team outside of the Bucks, we'll put the asterisk on the Bucks because they're an enigma, right? But the Cavs, the Knicks, or Magic, and the Pacers, and you could throw the Sixers and the Heat in that mix as well. And I'll even and no, I'll stop there. All of those teams are capable of beating each other. The only difference is home court advantage and pressure. The only team in that mix there will be pressure on is the Knicks and the Cavs, and the Cavs. But Cleveland pressure and New York pressure, two different animals, right? There will not be any pressure on any of those other teams. They're playing with house money. There is no discernible difference between playing the Cavs, the Magic, the Knicks, the 76ers. There's pressure on the Sixers to some extent too, but obviously Embiid being out kind of changes that a little bit. And the Miami Heat. There's no discernible difference between playing those teams. These are teams that are evenly matched on the court right now. For various reasons, they're evenly matched on the court. So there's no discernible difference between the fourth and the, I'm sorry, the fifth seed and the sixth seed because the fifth seed is playing Boston in the second round. So why would you want that run? You're playing the same team and you're still playing on the road to start the series. You're playing the same caliber of team. Let's not get into this matchup is better than that matchup nonsense because you're going to start to overthink it. None of those matchups are good matchups for the Knicks. And if I'm any of those other teams, I wouldn't start that nonsense either. But avoiding the fifth seed, so you're not playing the Bucks in the first round. If you're playing the equal, if it doesn't matter who you're playing in the first round at that point, right? Because they're all relatively evenly matched, then why would you choose essentially to play the Celtics in the second round? You have to believe that you can beat anyone in that first round matchup. So you don't want to play the Celtics in the second round, where you can play the Bucks, who were wet in the bed for the last 2 weeks. So the Pacers, if they beat the Raptors, and they sew up the sixth seed, they don't have a reason to play for the fifth seed. And to say, oh, well, we could get to the fourth seed. Like, you got two games left, I guess. But now you're competing with the Cavs, who are probably going to win out and might have one loss left in the season, and the Magic and the Knicks. Now, the Pacers do play the Cavs, so maybe, you know, again, that Raptors game, how things look after this next game could change a lot of things. Some of these, not necessarily the Knicks, but like the Pacers, it could change a lot of things. Pacers and the Cavs could change a lot of things. Really could. And even the Magic, for that matter. And the Knicks. You figure nothing changes for the Knicks if they lose to Boston, right? Nothing changes for them. But if they take another loss and the Knicks don't operate like this, so they're not going to do it, but so let's just have the conversation. If they get, I think the magic number for the Knicks to stay in the top six is one. If they get one win, it's very possible they start resting people. If they get a second loss, it's very possible that they start resting people if they clinch a 60. It's very possible. Because one loss is like, if that first loss happens to the Celtics. Now listen, you can't overlook the Bulls here. I've probably not mentioned them enough. Knicks play them next. So obviously if the first loss happens to the Bulls, you got to beat the Celtics. You got to beat them. All right? But assuming the Knicks are able to pull this Bulls game out, once they get a victory, if they have a victory in hand, if they lose another game after that, so if the Knicks go 1-2, they are going to rest. I think the Knicks rest and say, whatever happens, happens. If we fall to six, we fall to six. If they still have an opportunity to get the fourth seed, they will play for the fourth seed. But I'm not going to say I don't think. It's very possible that by then, the fourth seed might be out. All right? It's very possible that the 2 and the 3 seed will be sewn up. The fourth seed could still be in question, depending on how the Magic and the Pacers operate. But they could be in a situation where if they take a second loss, that they could be in a situation where they're looking at the fifth seed as the only option in terms of upward mobility. So you might as well fall to six if that's the case. But the Pacers are not stupid either, and the Pacers are going to be like, oh, whatever. we're doing the same thing. We're doing the same thing. Because the Cavs are likely to not lose. The Cavs could lose one more game. They very well could. And if they do, then the Knicks get at least they get some life in terms of not, you know, in terms of the Cavs, as far as the Cavs are concerned. All right. But in the Magic, if the Magic lose more than two games, they get some life as far as the Magic is concerned. But that second loss puts the Knicks in a real tough spot if those guys play well, especially the Pacers on top of things. The Pacers play well too. It puts the Knicks in a real tough spot as far as home court advantage. And if you're not getting home court advantage, then there's no benefit in being in a 4-5 anymore. Simple as that. That's how huge this Bucks game was. Give them credit. The Celtics, hey, house money game. House money game. As I said, I tweeted before the game, if the Knicks could win one of the Bucks and the Celtics games, it was money for them. And they did that. Now the Celtics game is house money game. They got a bone to pick with the Celtics. They've been losing the Celtics all year. All right, they get a day off. Hey, go out there. And you know the Knicks are going to do that. But as fans, a lot of you fans are talking about just getting the playoffs. It doesn't matter. Just rest everybody. Shut up, man. That's not how this is going to go. That's not how it's going to work. Win this Celtic game, and it's a house money game for you. Things will start shaking out. If one of these teams, they lose games they're not supposed to lose or what have you, you might get another break in there. But I will say there's no benefit in the two seed. You don't want to, the all with in all likelihood, it's going to be the Sixers or the Heat in the seventh seed. If you're the two seed, you're still playing the 3-6 winner in the second round. So 2-7 and 3-6 play in the second round. It doesn't matter if you're two or three outside of who you're playing in the first round. Now, no first round matchup is going to be a walk in the park, but you don't want to be playing Embiid, who was a what, three seed all year long with that 76er team, even though they have some other injuries and some other variables in there, but he's now healthy. You don't want to play them in the first round of the playoffs, and you don't want to play the Miami Heat, who love that situation in the first round of the playoffs. The two seed has, it's a no prize getting victory to get the two seed. I'm be very honest with you. I'm not saying you run from it, but I'm just saying it's not what it's not everything is cracked up to be. Three seed, yes. 4 or 5 home court advantage, yes. Better than nothing. It's better than the fifth seed. Okay. But it's not better than the sixth seed. Now the fourth seed home court advantage is better than the sixth seed, but the sixth seed is better than the fifth seed. Are we being smart? You heard it here first. At Sports Ethos on Twitter, at Ethos Knicks, Andre Gallagher at the Watchers 7. Until next time.